Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my show. This is Rebecca J. Steiger, and I'm your host. And first off, I'd like to say a happy 4th of July to everyone, and I hope everyone is enjoying their independence this weekend. And I hope you stand proudly in whatever your thoughts and your thinking may be. And that's what we're going to talk tonight, about independence, which is a way of thinking. But first off, let me tell you who I am. I'm Rebecca J. Steiger. I'm your talk show host. I heal through word. I work through the angels. I'm a natural-born angelic channeler. I'm also an author, and my latest book is And the Angels Speak, which can be purchased in my website, which is www.rebeccaspathways.com. Also, my email is rebecca@rebeccaspathways.com. And if you'd like to have a private channeling appointment, you can reach me at area code 607-862-6435 and leave me a message, or you can email me at rebecca@rebeccaspathways.com. I'm also a Master Reiki. And I was so inspired when the angels gave me my messages this morning as to what to talk about, because my shows are always channeled. I don't do anything to prepare for my shows except have the angels lead me, which is what most of us need to do in life. And when we do, things flow a lot freer and become what others need to hear in a positive way. And everything I do is in a positive way. And whenever I help others, it's always in a positive way. My guest call-in number is 718-664-9735. And those of you who are already on hold, please just remain on hold, and I'll be with you to answer your questions shortly. You know, thinking, our thoughts, and this is something that came to me this morning, our thoughts, we were programmed with our thoughts, how we feel, how we react to things, you know, what emotions we show, what emotions we don't show, and they were generated to us. You can't think certain things. You can't say certain things. You have to follow the rules in this life. And I find that very interesting, because I was never really much of a rule follower. However, I have been a people pleaser in the past, as we all were when we were young, because we wanted to please our friends, our families, others that we know. Because you know what? We fear judgments. And this really takes me back whenever I think about it. And when we're young, you were told, don't you think about that. You can't think like that. You have to think this way. You have to be in this box. We want to put you in this box to think this way, to have guilt about certain things, to think of things that create guilt. How ridiculous is that? I mean, I'm sorry, but we've all been programmed here and around the world to think that way. And you can't do certain things. You can't say certain things. You have to use this particular type of verbiage. How you say it should be this way. Well, you know, we're individuals, each and every one of us. Of course, our thought processes are going to be different, and we're going to have different thoughts. We're going to say things differently. We're going to say what we're thinking. There is nothing wrong. This is the main thing. There is nothing wrong about saying what you were thinking. You know, it doesn't matter what's happened to you in this life. It doesn't matter what's happened to me in my past in this life. My experiences have given me the independence, freedom of thought. And you know, humans can take away, or man, as I say, can take away everything that we have. They can control your life in so many different ways. But the one thing that they cannot take away from you, or me, or anyone else, is our thoughts and how we think. And how we perceive our thoughts is what makes us who we are. So I am very different because I use my thoughts. I use my words in a different way from other people. That's okay. That's who I am. And you know what? All of this has been because I got in touch with my angels, my angelic realm, my higher power within myself. You know, each and every one of us have our own angels that empower us, that help us whenever we ask them to, and come in and give me these thoughts to talk to others because there's someone out there that's going, why do I think the way that I do? Because you've been programmed to think this way because there were judgments made on you to think a certain way when you were very young. They've been ingrained. So in a way, as a very, very small child, we've all become, it doesn't matter where you live in the world, we've all become brainwashed in some way to think certain things, to act certain ways, and to speak certain ways. This also comes with belief. You have to believe a certain way. Well, you know, that's not, you have your own power. And that's it. You can find your independence through your thought process. And you know, when you do that, it frees you. It's a very healing thing. It not only heals you, it heals your family, it heals your home, it heals your friends. It might even heal the earth and the world. These are things that people do not understand. It's called the ripple effect. What we think literally is put out there, and it's going to land somewhere at some point in time. Because the reason why I say that is because that's called energy. Energy never dies. Energy is going to go on. Energy is going to land somewhere, whether it's good or it's bad. So what I'm saying is be the individual that you are supposed to be. Use your thoughts, process your thoughts, use your words, and put it out there. That empowers you. That's very healing. So many people are oppressed that they can't think for themselves. And in not thinking for yourself, then you have turned your thoughts over to someone else and let them think for you. Well, that's just wrong in my opinion. And this is strictly my show is based on what I get from the angels and what I say is through the angelic realm. So I want to thank everyone who's also in the chat room. My switchboard is just about full. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask, and I will try to answer your questions just like I do the callers, or you can call me. You can call in at 718-664-9735. But this is an important thing. Your thoughts become you. You become your thoughts. And everyone needs to, what? Think about this and see how they want to grow and change. And you start with your thought pattern. You know, you open a different side of your brain. You use a different side of your brain. And then you become more aware of what you are thinking and how it really, truly affects you and those around you. Not just what you say, but your thoughts. Because your thoughts is where it all starts. The mind is a powerful, powerful thing. And I am going to take my first caller. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 201, and where are you calling from, please?
Excuse me?
I said, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please?
Oh, this is Rose calling from New Jersey.
How can I help you, Rose?
Well, I wanted to know, Rebecca, what do you see with regards to my love life? I'm single right now.
Okay. Did you just have a recent relationship?
Well, it wasn't a relationship. It's just a friendship with someone from my past.
Well, that's a relationship. Friendships are relationships.
Okay. Well, it's not a romantic one.
I understand that, but they were from your past, and at one time it was, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that you finally cleared that out of the way and got through that because you've opened by going through that process, you've found out, okay, I can move forward now, and now you're ready and you're open to receive someone for a relationship where you really weren't for a while.
Right, that's true.
And I do see that you will have a relationship. Excuse me. I don't see that right now. I see that in the fall, the late fall of this year, is when you will meet someone of equal value. Now, I never know why I'm saying what I'm saying, but you probably do understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that late fall, which would be October, possibly November.
That I'm going to meet someone new?
Yes. Very new.
Great.
Very new. Pardon me?
I said great.
Okay. And that will take you, you'll start moving forward from then. And like I said, someone who is more connected to your world. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling, and please continue to listen, and many blessings to you. Do you want me to put you back on hold?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We never know where this world's going to lead us. We never know when. Okay, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 715, and where are you calling from, please?
Name's Richard, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay. How can I help you?
I guess if you see my music leading to your career, and I'm asking that because I'm also regularly feeling somebody tapping me on my hand. Other times it feels like I just stepped through a spider web.
Now, I'm sorry. I only caught part of that. Apparently we have a little bit of a bad connection. You want to know about your career and... Now, finish that for me, please.
Yeah, if you see my music leading to your career, and I also said when I'm practicing, I regularly feel somebody tap me on my hand. Other times it feels like I just stepped through a spider web.
Okay. There we go. Well, the hand tap is... You had a friend of yours that crossed over, or someone that you knew that was in the same business that crossed over?
My best friend passed over about 10 years ago.
Okay, well, that's who's tapping you on your hand when you play.
Yeah, he probably
was. Because you all played together, am I correct?
Yeah, we used to play in my room. He'd be on my drums, I'd be sitting there kind of air guitaring.
Right, yeah. Right. It's like you all jammed together. I'm getting you all jammed together. So that would be the same thing. Okay, that's who's tapping you on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the angels, when you feel like you're walking through a spider web, here's what you're doing, and this is really funny because you kind of go to a different dimension sometimes. I mean, I do. You know, I penetrate the veil. I just did. But, you know, it's like you walk through from one dimension to another, and the angels are leading you from that dimension. And you have this happen a lot after you get finished playing. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're coming back to this, when you're landing on Earth, it's like, you know, while I'm orbiting back in, you feel like you're walking through this spider web when you come back to this other reality, this Earth reality, versus your musical reality. And that's where you feel like you're walking through the spider web.
Okay,
does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because when I'm playing, I just kind of zone out, and I really don't.
Yeah, you're zoning out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good. Okay, well, you're very in tune. I'm supposed to tell you that, but I think you already know that, don't you?
Yeah, my grandmother was a trained shaman. She said I inherited my abilities from her.
Yes, you did. Okay. All right. Well, I hope this has helped you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Do I need to put you back on hold?
I'd like to listen.
Okay, please continue to. And thank you for calling. Many blessings. All right, here we go. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 814? And where are you calling from, please?
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Greg, how can I help you?
Yeah, off and on, I've been having issues with getting messages. People like that I barely know but need prayer. And recently I've kind of changed up the way I pray and meditate. You know, I definitely include meditations about my own space and releasing them. But it seems as though I'm having a lot of trouble somehow getting rid of that energy or that telepathic link when I'm done. And I don't see it being necessary. No, I can't seem
so you
to
don't
get
the cord
flows.
From it when you're done. Okay, here's what you need to do. It's simple. Okay, number one, I need
anger.
To tell you that Raphael's very much with you because he's telling me that he's very much with you. And actually, you could have Raphael do that. But you can do this by simply cutting the cord of that, clearing your space, and walking back out of that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I've tried to do stuff like that. It seems like I get a lot of anger and tension.
Well, you shouldn't
other.
Get anger and tension when you do that.
I know.
And let Raphael help you with that so that you don't. Maybe that's why he's coming through to me for you, is so that you don't have a lot of anger or tension when you do that afterwards. Because you're simply walking in from one space to another space. And so there shouldn't be any anger or tension. If I had anger and tension every time I did that, I'd be mad all the time.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's coming from the other area. It's like they want to stay.
Well, they want to stay. They don't want to let go because that's the time that you listen. So what you need to do is tune yourself in so that you can listen whenever there's a message to be given to you. And then that way, if you tell them that, then they're going to release a lot easier because they know you're not going to abandon them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. That makes sense. Thank you.
So just stay tuned in and let them give you the message as it should be. And thank you so much for calling. Would you like to continue to listen?
Yeah. Put me on hold. Thank you.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. Thank you. Many blessings. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Yes, this is Rebecca. How may I help you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm calling from New Jersey.
What is your name?
My name is Jackie.
Pardon me?
Jackie.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that for a minute.
I said Jackie.
Hey, how can I help you, my dear?
I'm just trying to understand the messages that my guides are trying to give me. I believe that my mother had something that she needed to tell me before she crossed. Or she's trying to communicate with me, or quite possibly my father. Both of them have transitioned. And there's been some question about my paternity after my mother crossed. And I don't know if people are just behaving the way they're behaving because they want to use it as an excuse. My mother crossed when I was 46, and I find it quite hard to believe that she would hold such a secret from me for so long, considering how close we were. So I'm not sure if she's trying to tell me something.
Okay, so what they're saying is they're saying that you were illegitimate and born out of wedlock, correct?
Right, that's what one sibling said one time. He never repeated it, but their behavior.
Well, that is bull hockey. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay, let me do my job. Because we're on a timeline here. You know what I'm saying. And I have more callers. But your mother comes through and said, that's bull hockey. Okay? Might not be the terms that she used when she was alive, but she's telling you this now because she is transitioned over. That you were a child of love and much love and unity in that family. Okay?
Well, it goes to both parents. Both parents in special ways.
Yes.
And I believe that's the reason why, you know, there's been so much animosity, because I didn't abandon them. But when my mother finally crossed, I was the one that was abandoned. And people who mistreated her, they just, like, came in like hawks. So I know that I get a lot of spiritual visitations. I just don't know who is it. I don't know what.
Well, it's your mother, your father, and an aunt. You have an aunt that's passed?
Yes, I had two aunts that I was very close with on my mother's side.
Well, one of them comes through. I almost want to say Birdie.
Birdie?
Birdie, B name.
Yes, I did have one with a B name.
That's who the other one is. That's coming through to you all the time. Okay.
Now, could you tell me what kind of message they're trying to give me?
Well, I can't tell you at this time. It'd take too much time. I mean, you've got several messages that they're trying to give you, and I have 7 minutes left on my show, and I'm trying to give everyone a little bit of equal time. But I do private channeling. If you can go into my website and look and see. But let me tell you something. Meditate. And when you meditate, ask for those answers to be given to you. Not that I don't appreciate clientele, because that's how I make my living. But if you can get this through meditation and clearing your mind and letting them come through and give you these messages, and they may come through in a dream, after you do the meditation, or you may receive it during the meditation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Try that first, okay?
I will. Could I remain on the line?
Yes, you certainly may. And Jackie, thank you so much for calling. Many blessings, my dear.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get through this. I've got a couple more callers. Let me take the next one. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 415? And what is your name, or where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Teresa. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
How are you? You're just a little beacon of light, aren't you?
Yeah. I called to share the joy.
Good for you. And how can I help you, my dear?
I'm working on a slideshow lecture series, and I have just been flooded with assistance, and I kind of hit a wall because the last 2 weeks I've been working like 16 hours a day, and I know that my husband and my daughter went away, so I know there's been messages coming to me and angels coming to me, and I would just like to know what they have to say.
Well, mostly about very successful. It's going to be very successful because you've had a little bit of doubt there. You know, is this really worth the work? Yes, it is, okay? Is this going to be successful? Yes, it is. And, of course, they are leading and guiding you. But one thing, one message that they're trying to give you is you have to have your rest, because you're going to be very, very busy. So now it's very important for you to balance that time factor so that you have enough rest, so that whenever you get into this series and it starts blooming, you will have the energy to do it without it draining you.
Well, you know, what can you say about somebody who's dead on and what you're not doing? I could work 16-hour days and not even think about it because I love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, definitely some rest. Anything else?
Well, that's primarily what I am getting, due that we have a short time factor here. But that's really, you know, in a nutshell, that's pretty well eat right, rest, balance this out, because you're going to get very busy and it's going to be very successful. So, and, of course, they have helped guide you through this. So, again, that's pretty well what I'm getting that I can give you at this time.
Okay, any idea of recess for this time?
Pardon me?
Any idea of when it's the best time to launch it or release it, if you can?
I get September. Late August, first September. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I wish you a wonderful, happy 4th of July.
Thank you. I wish you a happy, happy 4th of July and many blessings, my dear. Much success
to you. Thank
you.
Thanks for the work you do.
And this is Rebecca. I have one more caller, and we're going to take it real quick and see if we can't get this. Yes, who am I speaking with from area code 860, please? Hello?
This is Amy from Connecticut. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you, Amy? How can I help you?
Yes, I'll get right to the point. I'm just wondering what you see as, for a relationship for me, if you see a committed, a dedicated partner coming in.
Well, aren't you in a relationship now?
No.
You just got out of a relationship?
I'm sorry?
Did you just get out of a relationship?
I had to let go of an ex from years ago. Yeah, that was maybe a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I do last residual work on that, yes, energetically. Yes.
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 Well, okay. You're probably not going to like what I say, but I have to give you what I get.
Sure.
This, you all had a misunderstanding. I get that this was a misunderstanding, okay? But you know what? I don't know that you've totally let them go because I see them coming back. Also,
really?
Who is Paul?
I don't know a Paul.
Well, a Paul's coming into your life, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to, and I think he's in the medical field perhaps, but that's going to really break the tie between you and this one that you keep having these misunderstandings with, okay? And
okay,
then he's going to lead you forward to a much more positive relationship.
Paul is. Is that what you're saying?
Pardon me?
You're saying Paul is going to lead me to a better decision?
Relationship.
Okay.
Yes, and
okay.
Don't just look for a man named Paul, because I get that P, you know, it could be Pete, Paul, Peter, you know,
okay.
Something with
right.
That sound to their name.
Yep.
And they're so the one who is going to come in and lead you to a better place. Okay, go ahead, my dear.
Okay, so he's the committed partner you're talking about, kind of?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I'm excited. Do you see this happening this summer?
Oh, I'm trying to pinpoint it. Well, yes, I do see it in hot weather.
Okay.
So, yes, it would be considered this summer. I don't think it will happen until late summer.
Okay.
Probably
yeah.
Middle of August to the end of August, somewhere in that time frame.
Okay.
And could be before. You know, send your angels out to bring him in.
Yes, it's true. And maybe we
no,
start
I'm serious.
Off as maybe we start
send
off
your angels
friends.
Out to bring him in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, my dear.
Thank you,
Amy, blessings. and have a happy 4th and many blessings to you.
Yes, you too. Happy holiday. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Rebecca J. Steiger. My time is up. What a wonderful show because of my audience. I love my audience. So all I have to say is angel hugs to each and every one during this holiday. Stay safe. Have fun. Fun leads us to so many things. Fun makes us creative. And, of course, it's a wonderful, wonderful stress release. So, again, I look forward to next week. and seeing each and every one of you again at that time, same place. And, of course, this is Rebecca J. Steiger. Many blessings, angel hugs, and happy holidays.